The Gospel of John, chapter 9. We'll read the first five verses this evening responsively. I'll read verse number 1. You'll join me on verse number 2 all the way through verse number 5. Matthew, Mark, Luke, and then John. John chapter number 9, verse number 1. The Bible says, "And as Jesus passed by, he saw a man which was blind from his birth. And his disciples asked him, saying, Master, who did sin, this man or his parents, that he was born blind? Jesus answered, Neither hath this man sinned nor his parents, but that the works of God should be made manifest in him. I must work the works of him that sent me while it is day. The night cometh when no man can work." Let's read verse number 5 together. "As long as I am in the world, I am the light of the world." And let's pray. Heavenly Father, Lord, we come before you this evening, Lord, with grateful hearts. Lord, we're just overwhelmed, Lord, of what you've done here. Lord, we're thankful, Lord, that your presence has been here today. Lord, that we can see your hand working in our midst. Lord, this morning's blessings, though, will not do for this evening. Lord, there's a new set of people. Lord, there's a new set of needs. Lord, there's a new truth that you have for us tonight. Lord, would you please take the truth that's been prepared for us. Lord, would you hide it in our hearts, Lord, so that we can be a light to you. We ask all these things in your name. Amen.
Amen. Keep your Bibles open. You may be seated. We're going to use our Bibles a good bit tonight. And I want to help you tonight. I'm going to preach a sermon called Work in the Light. Work in the Light. We are living in dark days. I'm not that old, but I'm old enough to remember when America had a little bit of character and a little bit of Christianity. We have long lost a lot of both. Never in my life have I seen spiritual darkness to where it is today. You know, 20 years ago, we had the 9/11 incident with the Twin Towers and the Pentagon and different things. And everywhere you went, you saw, "God bless America." Where is that today? We don't see that today. Say why? Because we are living in dark days. We're allowing the voices of evil to be louder and stronger than the voices of right. The problem today is not the loudness of the bad, it's the quietness of the good. I don't blame the White House. I don't blame the State House. I blame the Church House and preachers with not enough backbone to stand up and preach the truth. It used to be that violence and destruction of property and rioting were illegal and people were put in prison for doing it. Now they're put on the news and praised for doing it. Now the rioters have more rights in New York State than those that want to go to church on Sundays. We'll shut the church down, but it's okay to gather and riot. That's wicked as the devil.
You're right.
Everybody doing all right? Now we have idiots wanting to defund police and allow anarchy to rule. Folks, you don't have to be real smart to realize a society without police is not going to be good. Last weekend, in the city of Chicago, the city with the most gun restriction laws in America, had over 100 shootings. The answer is not more gun laws, it's more righteousness. Let's enforce what's there. What is different now is that America used to be spiritual enough to have a reason to bounce back. I don't know if America has enough spirituality to bounce back from this. I am not a fatalist. If I were, we wouldn't have a tent revival next week. I believe the hope of America, the hope of our world, is the gospel of Jesus Christ, getting people saved, the righteousness of God in man. It is not politics, it's the gospel. And I'm not trying to be unkind. I'm not trying to be ugly to anybody. I'm not being critical. But We have churches who close voluntarily because of a virus, and the pulpits in America are silent on truth for the most part. We have allowed people to rob our freedoms. This is a satanically influenced issue. I have said this from day one. I believe this is a precursor to the Antichrist. I think the devil's testing the world to see if there's enough salt left to resist him or not. Keep looking up. Jesus is coming really soon. There's not a lot of salt left in America. Say, preacher, you're pretty bold. You're pretty strong. Yeah, I got a lot of salt in me. It's called the gospel. Now, wait a minute. Even Christians are believing the lies of the world, and there's not enough truth being preached from behind the pulpits in America today. We are living in dark days. Jesus tells us here in John chapter 9, verse number 4, we need to work while it is day, because the night cometh when no man can work. When it's dark, it's hard to work. Jesus was saying we must do the work while it's day, because the night is coming and no man can work. Jesus said that 2,000 years ago. If he said that 2,000 years ago, how much darker is it today? Yes. Now, I believe with all my heart that we are living in the closing days before the rapture. I know, I grew up in church. I grew up under the preaching in the 70s. I remember Jack Van Impe. Oh, it's coming soon. Okay, that was 40 years ago. Guess what? He's coming soon, and it's 40 years closer than it was then, Dr. Impey.
Right.
But I believe with all my heart, and I'm not spooky, I'm not weird, I'm not, you know, I just believe that we are in, as 2 Timothy says, in the last days, perilous times shall come. Men shall be lovers of themselves, scoffers, backbiters, haters, rioters. Hello, just read the scripture. The dark days are the night that Jesus spoke of here in John chapter 9, verse number 4. Now, we say that we want to obey God. He tells us then to obey him, we must work while it is day, because the night comes when no man can work. By the way, he tells us in verse number 5, as long as I am in the world, I am the light of the world. Satan's not the light of the world. He's the darkness of the world. Jesus is the light. The truth. I am the way, the truth, and the life. No man cometh unto the Father but by me. That means the word of God and the preaching of Jesus Christ and the gospel is the light of the world. Now, let me make a statement here. That means this, that the darker the world gets, the brighter we are supposed to shine. I guess I'm going to show my age here. How many of you remember back when you had the lights that you would put on your bicycle, but they only lit when you pedaled? Generator lights. How many of you remember those, all right? Some of you young kids don't know what real fun is. To you youngsters, you little twits, we had lights that you'd put on your handlebars, but the only way it worked is if you pedaled. But if you pedaled real slow, it was just really dim. And the faster you pedaled, the brighter the light got. Now, you couldn't pedal it fast enough to make it burn out. I did try. But it just wouldn't do it. It would only go so bright. But the faster you would pedal, the brighter that light would be. Guess what? That's exactly what Jesus is talking about here. As we start working more, the brighter our light will be for him. Pardon the expression, we got a bunch of dim lights in Christianity today. A bunch of dimwits. A bunch of no wattage Christianity. Got a bunch of Christians that are sitting there coasting with no light on, thinking that they're being able to see, and they're going to crash because there's no light for anybody else to see them. You see, our light of spirituality will not shine unless we are working the light. Yes. He didn't say if you have the light. He says unless you must work. Jesus didn't say we are light by knowing the truth. He said we are light by working the truth. God is not a welfare God. God's not a God of prayer where you pray and you rub the bottle and the genie pops out and gives you whatever you want. God said there are certain conditions to answered prayer and you must be doing your part. I do not believe people are saved by works, for by grace are you saved through faith. And that not yourselves, not of works, lest any man should boast. But verse number 10 says, for we are his workmanship created in Christ Jesus unto good works. After you get saved, you are to be working good works. It is not a barometer of you being saved or not, but it is a barometer of how bright your light is and how much you can get done for Christ. We're going to have to accept the fact that the number of lights and how big those lights are is fewer and fewer as we get closer to the rapture. Years ago, we took my in-laws live in way up in northern Minnesota. They live about 18, 20 miles from the Canadian border by Boundary Waters. They live where God doesn't even live. It's bad. And you know, their state bird in the summer, all 2 weeks of it, is the mosquito and black flies. But we were up there one summer, and the only thing up there are old iron ore mines. And they took us on a tour of one of the deepest iron ore mines. We were a mile and a half down in the ground. And it was great. I got all three kids there, got my wife. And two of my three children are claustrophobic, just like their mother. Can you say this was going to be a fun trip? I did not tell them what they were about to experience. We were a mile and a half underground. We're in this room probably 10 times the size of this auditorium. And everybody's got flashlights and headlights on and stuff. And he says, I want everybody to turn your light out. Flip, 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 flip. And when the last light went out, it got a little creepy. The Bible talks about darkness that you can feel. That is darkness you can feel. You can literally put your hand on your nose and not see anything. And I had eight hands and arms wrapped around me the moment the last light went out. At different levels of my body. My wife was, my boys were, my daughter was around my leg. And the guy lights one candle. And he had that candle lit as everybody's light went out. And there's one candle shining. And he leans over to my son. He said, young man, blow that thing out. And man, it went. He said, isn't it amazing how strong one light can be when there's no light? Yes, sir. You'll be surprised how much light you can shine for Christ by yourself. Let me ask you a question. Have you blown your light out? See, the decreasing of lights in this world means darkness. We're going to need to realize how important our light really is. Stay with me. Sin, evil, and wrong is the darkness of this world, number one. Sin, evil, and wrong is the darkness of this world. Here in John, turn to John chapter 3. John chapter 3, look at verse number 19. The Bible says this, and this is the condemnation that light is come into the world and that men love darkness rather than light because their deeds were evil. For everyone that doeth evil hateth light, neither cometh the light, cometh to the light, lest his deeds should be reproved. But he that doeth truth cometh to the light, that his deeds may be made manifest, that they are wrought in God. God says that our deeds are evil and we hate light and love darkness. Hey, go, I'm not suggesting you do this, but if you go to a bar, you'll find out it's very dark. At least that's what Brother Josh told me. I've been in 5 bars in my life, and I've preached in 4 of the 5. I preached in the same one twice. The only one I didn't preach in, I delivered a pizza into when I was 16 years old, came back, told my boss, I quit if I ever have to do that again. So from then on, if the bar called, he did the deliveries and I kept the shop going. I refused to go in them, but I have preached in every bar I've been in other than that one. Can I tell you something? They don't even know where the light switches are. Isn't it amazing that all the nasty places, the evil places of society are dark? Oh, they have bright flashing lights on the outside, but they're dark on the inside. Say why? Because men's deeds are evil and they don't want their deeds to be seen. Matthew chapter 8, if you want to turn there, I'm going to read several verses here. You can follow along if you want. If not, you can just sit there and listen. But Matthew chapter 8, look at verse number 12. But the children of the kingdom shall be cast out into outer darkness. There shall be weeping and gnashing of teeth. That's talking about hell. That's evil. It's a bad place. Look at Matthew chapter 22. Several pages over. Matthew chapter 22. And look at verse number 13. Matthew chapter 22, verse number 13. Then said the king to the servant, bind him hand and foot, take him away, and cast him into outer darkness. There shall be weeping and gnashing of teeth. Again, talking about hell. Turn to 2 Corinthians. 2 Corinthians chapter 6. It's in here. There it is. 2 Corinthians chapter 6. Look at verse number 14. Be not unequally yoked together with unbelievers. For what fellowship hath righteousness with unrighteousness? Watch this. And what communion hath light with darkness? And what concord hath Christ with Belial? Or what partner hath he that believeth with an infidel? Belial means the devil. God says light is Christ. Darkness is the devil. Darkness is hell. Darkness is sin. Darkness is evil. It's the devil. Look again at Colossians chapter 1, 2 Corinthians, Galatians, Ephesians, Philippians, Colossians. Colossians chapter 1, look at verse number 13. Who hath delivered us from the power of darkness and hath translated us into the kingdom of his dear Son. The power of darkness. Turn over to Jude, book of Jude, right before the book of Revelation. It's only got one chapter, so I think you can find it. Jude chapter 1. If somebody tells you Jude chapter 2, they have the wrong Bible. Jude verse number 6 says, and the angels which kept not their first estate, those are the angels that fell with Lucifer, but left their own habitation, he hath reserved in everlasting chains under darkness unto the judgment of the great day. Under darkness. You know, it's pretty bad to be in darkness. To be under darkness is really bad. Look at verse 13. Jude verse number 13. Raging waves of the sea foaming out of their own shame, wandering stars to whom is reserved the blackness of darkness forever. Folks, that's not Jesus. He's the light. Isn't it amazing that things that are sinful, things that are evil, things that are wrong are always dark? They're always hidden. We don't want people to know about it. You know, you don't have to teach a child to do wrong. They know how to do it on their own real well. Say why? Because we're all born sinners. Do you know you don't have to teach a child to hide the wrong that they do? You know, cookie crumbs all over the face. Wasn't me. I didn't do it. Or the famous one. I won't tell you which of mine, but it was my oldest. The only child we had at the time come out of his room one day. I didn't do it. Well, it wasn't his brother or sister because they weren't even born yet. And I know it wasn't mom and dad because we weren't there. I didn't do it. You know, it's just one of those things. You don't have to teach them to do wrong and to hide wrong. Now, God tells us that darkness will rule the world one day. Turn to Ephesians chapter 5. Ephesians chapter 5, verse number 12. For we wrestle not against flesh and blood, but against principalities, against the rulers of the darkness of this world, against spiritual wickedness in high places. Notice what God says. Principalities, that's governments. Against the rulers of the darkness of this world. That's Nancy Pelosi. That's Chucky Schumer. That's Cuomo and all the Klan. Who's the chick in D.C., the mayor down in D.C.? What a nasty creature that is. Yeah, Bowser. Yeah, that's it. Folks, we wonder why our nation is what it is. And you got the mayor of Minneapolis that's trying to defund the police. Yeah. Hire private security for yourself and let everybody fend for themselves with no guns. By the way, I have a niece who's a police officer in Tampa, Florida. Over 60% of the arrests in Tampa, Florida are from people from out of state. Most of them coming from Chicago, Philadelphia, and Atlanta. Paid to be there. The rioters are being paid by George Soros and others. Billionaires are paying people to do this. Don't believe what the media is telling you. The governments are rulers of darkness. Shut the church down to keep everybody healthy. Folks, I hate to tell you this. I'm 53 years old. I've been sick more times than I care to think about, but it wasn't because of the church. I remember when they used to have chicken pox parties. You all know what I'm talking about? Somebody got chicken pox and took all the kids there, make sure they got it. I'm old enough to remember them days because I got them. Trust me. I got a good dose of them. And then I've had the shingles twice after that. Not happy times. I'm talking about the news media. There is nothing light about the news media. Be careful how much news you read. Amen. Careful how much you watch. In the last 2 months, 3 months, maybe a little bit more, I do not watch news on television at all. I refuse. It's so slanted, it's so negative, it's so evil, and it's so unjust. Well, this person was arrested for this and they are guilty. There's never been a trial. I just taught on justice a few weeks ago. This fellow that was that died under police custody in Minneapolis, I think his name's George Floyd. Say, preacher, we've seen the video. Okay, I was out in Long Beach, California during the Rodney King riots. You saw about 32 seconds of a 4.5 minute video. I saw the whole video. I led the chief of detectives of the Compton Police Department to Christ. I had access to it and saw the whole thing. They're not telling you that George Floyd had heroin and fentanyl in his system at the time. They're not telling you that he had been in jail for 6 of the last 9 years. I'm not saying he was wrong and the police officer was right, but I'm also not telling you that the police officer was wrong and George Floyd was right. What I'm saying is this: we haven't had all the facts to make a decision yet. How about we wait till it's over and then decide what happened? Yes. I don't have an opinion either way who was right, who was wrong. Because I don't have the facts, neither do you. And watching the TV news, you really want to trust everything they say? Be careful before you make a judgment call here. Our world health leaders, the CDC, the WHO. Folks, these are the same people that told you that one time coffee's bad for you and 6 months later coffee's good for you. Then 6 months after that, coffee's bad for you again. Then coffee's good for you. They don't even know what's good and bad. Everybody doing okay? Same people do that. This one's going to get me in trouble. The educational system, public education in America, is about as evil and as dark as it gets. We have been propagandizing our children and our young people in public education too long. We have educated ourselves to be stupid. We have teachers that have more degrees than they have temperature. There is no such thing as climate change and global warming. Oh, did you know it got to be 100 degrees in northern Russia? Yeah. June 21st was the summer solstice. It's the hottest day of the year in the northern hemisphere. Go figure. Oh, all the Arctic ice is melting. It's summertime. How about you go to Antarctica right now and find out how thick the ice is? Oh, no, they'll do that in December when it's summertime and say, all the ice is melting and the polar bears don't have any ice. They're known to swim 200 and 300 miles at a time every year on purpose. Well, the weather's changing. It always has been. Oh, there's a cloud of dust from the Sahara Desert that's reaching America. You know that happens every year? Did you know that if we were in an El Nino pattern right now, that's where your hurricanes would be forming from? Fortunately, we're in a dry pattern, or we would have more hurricanes. You say, why? Because that dust is what the humidity attaches to and becomes rain. No dirt, no rain. It's real simple. We won't even follow science. Boy, that's good stuff. The more darkness takes hold in this world, the bigger and the brighter our light we need to be. How many of you remember the song? You sing it with me. This little light of mine, I'm gonna let it shine. This little light of mine, I'm gonna let it shine. Let it shine, let it shine, let it. Hide it under a bushel? No. I'm gonna let it shine. Hide it under a bushel? No. I'm gonna let it shine, let it shine, let it shine, let it shine. Hide it under a virus? No. I'm gonna let it shine. Hide it under a virus? No. I'm gonna let it shine, let it shine, let it shine, let it shine. Hey, that's how silly it is. It is not the government's job to keep you from getting sick. Never has been, never will be. Oh, the numbers of cases are increasing. They're not telling you that those cases, by the way, the caseload is not affecting the hospitals at all. It's called herd immunity. The more people that are there are building an immunity to it. And if you have built an immunity to it, they say you have had it and you've tested positive. Just because you've built the antibody to fight it off. Look at a bottle of Clorox wipes or a bottle of Lysol and I'll tell you, first thing that it kills is human coronavirus. Been along a long time. This is nothing new. I got to hurry. Number two, Satan is using the darkness to keep the gospel from getting out. We know that darkness is sin and evil and wrong and satanic. Well, the Bible also tells us that that the devil will use this darkness to keep the gospel from getting out. Turn to 2 Corinthians chapter 4. 2 Corinthians chapter 4. By the way, I'm not preaching my words. I'm showing you what God said. 2 Corinthians chapter 4, look at verse number 1. We're going to read about 5 or 6 verses here. Therefore, seeing we have this ministry, as we have received mercy, we faint not, but have renounced the hidden things of dishonesty, not walking in craftiness, nor handling the word of God deceitfully, but by manifestation of the truth, commending ourselves to every man's conscience in the sight of God. Now watch this. But if our gospel be hid, it is hid to them that are lost. in whom the God of this world hath blinded the minds of them that believe not, lest the light of the glorious gospel of Christ, who is in the image of God, should shine unto them. For we preach not ourselves, but Christ Jesus the Lord, and ourselves your servants for Jesus' sake. Hey, the God of this world is Satan. And Satan will use this darkness to hide the gospel and to keep people from getting the gospel of Jesus Christ out. How many churches have stopped knocking on doors, witnessing, getting the gospel out because they're afraid of somebody getting sick? Pardon me, I don't have lace on my underwear, and I don't wiggle when I walk. I don't give a rip about the fact that somebody may get sick. They're going to get sick anyway. I am sorry for people that get sick, but I'd rather get the gospel to them and they get saved and they would die and go to heaven than to die and go to hell for eternity. Right. We were out soul winning in Shepherdstown a couple of weeks ago and some lady called the church, left me a voicemail. I can't believe you. You call yourself a man of God. You have people out here, you're not practicing social distancing. They're not wearing this. And you are killing people. You're leaving pieces of paper from your church that could be contaminated and you're killing people. And I'm out there trying to show people how to go to heaven when they die. But I'm killing people. Folks, you say, does that bother you, preacher? Only that somebody's dumb enough to believe that does that bother me. Say, is that going to slow you down? Nope, I'm going to find out what street we're on, go back and do it again. You say, preacher, you wouldn't. Yes, I would. I'll go back every week if I need to. Because they need the gospel more than anybody. Because it's hid to them that are lost. Yes, sir. So you preach pretty bold. You preach pretty plain. Somebody's got to say the truth. We got enough people that are sugarcoating it, dying and going to hell. 2 Corinthians chapter 11. Few pages over, look at verse number 14. 2 Corinthians 11, look at verse number 14. And no marvel, for Satan himself hath transformed into an angel of what? Light. Ooh, therefore it is no great thing if his ministers also be transformed as ministers of righteousness, whose end shall be according to their works. The devil's pretty slick. He knows he's got the lost people, but he's got to fool people that are good. So let's bring religion in, and let's bring bad doctrine in, and we'll let people earn their own way to heaven. Religion is man telling God how God must accept man. Christianity is Jesus Christ paid the price. You accept it by faith alone. That's it. You can't tell God how he has to accept you. According to the book of Genesis chapter 4 and Jude, the Bible says, thou hast gone in the way of Cain. What did Cain do? Cain brought the crops of the ground as a sacrifice. God said, I don't have respect for your sacrifice, Cain. You need a sin offering. He said, don't care, God. I'm not doing it. He said, I have one lying there, crouched, ready to jump into your arms. Open the door and I'll have it jump in your arms. He said, take what I have or don't take it at all. And God said, Cain, you're cursed with a curse. We have people today in religion. I am not a religious person. I am a Christian. I am preaching the gospel of Jesus Christ, not religion. When Jesus spoke of religion, he called them whited sepulchers full of dead men's bones. That's why we're not part of the temple worship. Temple was done away with at Calvary. He fulfilled it all. He said, I'll start the church. We have too many religious people and not enough Christians. We've believed the transformation of the devil into an angel of light. It doesn't matter what Bible you use. Yes, it does. You need the old-fashioned King James Bible, the only inspired perfect word of God for English speaking people today. Amen. Say why? Because if you have the other ones, that's man's words. These are God's words. Man cannot live by bread alone, but by every word that proceedeth out of the mouth of God. There has to be in every word Bible somewhere, or God's a liar. Getting me wound up, Brother Mike. Hang on. Hell is a place of eternal darkness. Revelation chapter 20, verse 10. We don't have time to turn there. The world thinks that they are enlightened with their education, when actually they're fooled by Satan's lies and live in darkness. If you really think you came from an amoeba that was swimming in the water for millions of years and decided that it needed to grow legs and popped up on the ground and after millions of years grew legs, then it decided it was tired of crawling on all fours and it stood upright, then it decided it needed to climb the trees and get some food and climbed up there, then it broke its tail off and fell down after millions of years, and now it's teaching in our college. Folks, it takes more faith to believe something that's a fairy tale like evolution. It doesn't even follow the laws of science. It cannot be reproduced. It cannot be observed and followed. It is not science. If that's the case, you can put your dog's blood in you and you should make it. Not going to work. My Bible says in Genesis chapter 1, God made everything after his own kind. In the beginning, God created. Oh, you're just a weak Christian and you think you're enlightened? You're dumber than a box of rocks. Oh, there was a big bang. And all this mass came from a big bang. Okay, where did the big mass come from? Oh, it's just always been there. Okay, it had to come from somewhere. No, it's just always been. I must hurry. Number three. The only hope the world has is Jesus is the light. John chapter 1, verses 1 through 9. In the beginning was the Word was with God. The Word was God. Same as in the beginning with God. Watch this. It talks about him being the light of the world. Verse 14 says, and the Word was made flesh and dwelt among us. And we beheld his glory, the glories of the only begotten of the Father, full of grace and truth. Quit messing with the Word of God because you're messing with Jesus. John chapter 3, verses 19 through 21, we read a little while ago when Jesus said that he is the light of the world, the light that lighteth all men to righteousness. John chapter 12, verses 35 through 36, and verse 46 talks about Jesus being the light of the world. Turn to Ephesians chapter 5. We won't take time. Turn to 1 John chapter 1. I got to hurry. I went over a little bit this morning, but I'm trying to hold it tonight. 1 John chapter 5. Ephesians 5, 8, and 14 talk about Jesus being the light. 1 John chapter 5, look at verse number 5. Who is he that overcometh the world, but he that believeth that Jesus is the Son of God? This is he that came by water and blood, even Jesus Christ. Not by water only, but by water and blood. And it is Spirit that beareth witness, because the Spirit is truth. Watch this, for there are three that bear record in heaven. The Father, the Word, and the Holy Ghost, and these three are one. Ooh. Folks, we are only as bright as the spiritual brightness that we have. Let me make a statement here. It's not by the spirituality that you know. It's by the spirituality that you do with the gospel. For we're not hearers of the gospel only, but be doers of the word. And not hearers only. We have a lot of Christians who are puffed up, full of knowledge, that don't spread the truth anywhere. The barn is full of seed and the field is sitting empty. Well, the seed does no good unless it's out in the field. Got a lot of churches full of good seed doing nothing. Please don't take this the wrong way. God doesn't care how much you know. He cares how much you do. You can have all the right answers, have all the right knowledge, but if you don't share that truth, what good is the truth? I must finish. Daniel 12:3. Don't take time to turn there. They that be wise shall shine as the brightness of the firmament. They that turn many to righteousness shall shine as the stars forever and ever. Oh, the stars are not the main light of the sky. The moon is. By the way, the moon reflects the light of the sun. Do you reflect the light of the sun, S-O-N? The stars are not the main lights, but they can still be used to navigate. They can still be used to help people find their way. And if we will shine as the brightness of the firmament, say, how do we do that? By getting the gospel to every person. Folks, it is our job to get the gospel out. I didn't say you had to have people saved. It's your job to get the gospel out. We need to be the light and work while it is day, because the night cometh when no man can work and it's getting darker and darker. The sun's just about set. Dusk is upon us and we're about to be at last light. Shooting light's almost gone. Let me ask you a question. Is your light shining? I'm not asking if your battery's charged. Is the light shining? Is your light hidden? Let me ask you this. Who's going to stay in eternal darkness and die and go to hell because we didn't take the light of the gospel to somebody? Who will burn in hell forever and fall in darkness forever and forever and forever because we did not take the gospel to somebody? We must work while it is day, because the night cometh when no man can work. Every head bowed, every eye closed. I've been preaching 40 years. Never in 40 years have I seen the need for preaching to be more than it is today. Never have I seen America in such bad shape in our world as it is today. Let me ask you the question, how's your light? Who'd say, preacher, there's something in that sermon I needed tonight. Would you raise your hand? Oh, my soul, many, 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 many hands. You may put them down. Who'd say, preacher, if I die today, I know for sure I'm going to heaven. Would you raise your hand? God bless you. You can put your hands down. I believe every hand. If you've been saved and never baptized, we could take care of that. If you've been saved and baptized, like to join our church, we'd love to have you. Maybe you just need to come kneel at an old-fashioned altar, humble yourself, and decide we're going to take that light and let it shine. Grab you a handle, a pack of gospel tracts and give tracts out to somebody this week. Invite somebody to church. Hey, let's let our light shine so people don't have to be in darkness forever.